when the court case came up, the government had filed a contempt, so to speak, claiming that the doctors had not called off their strike. But this was based on the fact that the government had failed to turn up for negotiations. So the court advised that both the doctors and the government sit and agree and then file a report in 14 days' time. And the court threw out both contempt cases because the doctors also filed a counter-contempt saying that the government had failed to come to the table. The government claims that the doctors should call off the strike before they come to the table, and the doctors claim that you can't call off a strike when there is nothing on the table. So that's the point at which we are. Even if you call off the strike, the doctors may still not come to the table.
But according to the article I'm reading, the government is promising to reconvene what they call the Whole Nation Approach Committee 24 hours after you call off your strike. What exactly is this committee supposed to do?
Yeah, so there was actually a meeting. Felix Koske is the head of public service, had been appointed by the president to lead this negotiation after the previous industrial action had taken for long. So one meeting was had, then a subcommittee was formed to discuss that, and that is the committee that failed to appear the last time before they went to court. So the preconditions that the government is having now, that the strike be called off, is not acceptable to the doctors because they fear that once they call off the strike, the government will still not come to the table and these things will not be resolved.